Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Sriram Sundararajan on the line, and he's founder and CEO over at Hypergrowth Labs and adjunct professor over at Santa Clara University and Stanford University. Sriram, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me on your innovation podcast. Really excited to be here.
So excited to get today's topic. So we're going to talk about emerging trends in technology. I know that's one of your specialties, but before we get into that, let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Hypergrowth Labs. Tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
Absolutely. So I've been a consultant for a really long time. I started in product development. So I started Hypergrowth Labs to focus on two segments. The first one is to help emerging tech startups that's in the space of AR, VR, and applied AI, like conversational intelligence and conversational AI, for example, for their growth strategy. I help clients identify their most profitable segments for growth, and I help them hyperscale their growth. And the second segment I focus on is enterprises that are looking to leverage this technology and trying to drive real business outcomes, because, as you know, driving business outcomes delivers better enterprise value, and as they look to adopt these technologies, I help them think through the innovation strategy that's needed and the implementation of that as well.
That's awesome. And that's why I wanted you on the show to talk about today's topic, so trends in emerging technology, because you have a unique vantage point having worked with so many companies and, you know, throughout the years in this field. What's interesting to you right now? Like, what excites you?
Absolutely. So right now, I focus on AR, VR, and applied AI in the space of automation. And currently, I'm actually helping startups in the conversational service automation space, where there's a lot of potential. And as you know, because of COVID, there's a lot of things that have moved remote, call center operations being one of them. And there's a lot of focus now on enterprises across industries, for instance, that are adopting service automation as a strategy, where they're trying to optimize call center operations and trying to deliver better customer experience, at the same time trying to manage their cost to serve. So that's an area that I'm focused on right now.
Let's go a little bit further into some of that opportunity and what you're noticing, because, you know, AR, VR, to me, super interesting, automation. I mean, tell us a little bit more specifics in terms of things that you're noticing that are exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you look at the top trends that even an analyst like Gartner has projected, AR, VR, hyper-automation, and things like distributed computing, for instance, autonomous things, including IoT or Internet of Things, are trends that Gartner has predicted are going to be in the forefront. But there's massive disruption happening in the enterprise space right now, and I'll explain why. There are enterprises that are being disrupted, and there are disruptors that are being disrupted. For instance, companies that used to disrupt, traditional industries, like a Netflix disrupting Blockbuster, for instance, have to think through their hyperscale strategy very differently. And they have to think about how there is more automation that can be done, how there is more application of AI that can be done. Not that, you know, Netflix, that's just one example of a company that's in the forefront of this. But if take somebody like Amazon, for instance, their strategy around hyperscale, for instance, cannot be easily replicated, just because, you know, over the past couple of decades, they have built this strategy brick by brick. But, you know, organizations can learn from experiences Amazon by observing what kind of a strategy they have adopted and try to start in a small way, because to launch a journey on, you know, hyperscale, for instance, like what Amazon has done, cannot be done in a day or in a year, but can definitely be started in a small way. And to help them incubate has been part of my experience, and that I plan to share with my clients through Hypergrowth Labs.
Yeah, that whole theme of disruptors being disrupted. I mean, the other day I had somebody on the podcast, and when I heard their technology and their story, it was so simple, and I was like, it's the first time it clicked to me what's going to happen next, like the disruptors being disrupted. And essentially what it was is it's a platform for drivers. So think like an Uber, except the drivers, it's a fast product. So they only pay like $99 a month or something like that, and that's all they have to pay. And so not instead of a percentage of their income. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So Uber spent all this money. They did all this to create this ecosystem of drivers. And now an app with a SaaS product like that is totally going to shake it up. Because if you were a driver out there, you're going to say, do I want to pay $99 or do I want to pay thousands a month? Like, it's just common sense. Obviously that takes time, but I think these themes of disruptors disrupting is just going to continue, and it's going to happen more and more and faster.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact, you hit a good note there. In fact, if you look at the drivers, for instance, the drivers, probably like, you know, folks that used to drive cabs didn't need to have a very high level of digital upskilling, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at the Uber drivers, they've got to be very savvy. Why? Because the experience that they are delivering during the ride, or even when someone is delivering Uber Eats, for instance, that experience is measured, right? So which means that you now have to be very tech savvy to kind of understand the implication of the service experience that you're delivering, constantly monitor it, and be on top of it. And Uber, you know, as with any big tech organization here in the Valley, focuses so much on the experience, and they have a driver experience, and they have a subscriber experience, and they nurture the interest of the drivers to deliver a better experience by showing them what their rating is, right? Which means that the drivers have a very good incentive to look at what has led to an uptick in their rating, and you know, it's kind of adopting a good behavior, but it's also nurturing that good behavior. So there's a certain level of digital upskilling that, you know, drivers as service providers have obtained because of the whole democratization of this information through the apps.
100%. Super excited to see what happens next. So Sriram, in terms of, let's go a little bit further into AR and VR. So what are you liking in that space right now? Like, what's interesting?
You know, in the AR VR space, and for listeners that probably aren't familiar with the term, you know, the whole of virtual reality has different components that enable virtual reality. Part of that is because of the advances in hardware that's happened. Part of that is with respect to software that's enabled that innovation to be easily obtained by consumers, right? But virtual reality, as you and me know, has evolved a lot. And that's just because, you know, if you imagine Terminator, for instance, and you watch the Terminator series, you would see that, you know, the machines, you know, how they have evolved and how the machines can visualize, you know, is now easily available for us as humans through devices such as headsets that allow us to visualize that level without even like going into a theater, for instance, right? But then, you know, that consumerization of technology has now moved into the enterprise space where digital workers or workers that are digitally savvy have now been able to embrace the technology for their day-to-day task. And let me give you an example there, right? If you take the shipbuilding industry, for instance, the amount of paint that goes into painting a ship, there's a massive investment that's involved there, and there's a massive cost to it. And companies have been trying to adopt, AR, VR in the training space in the shipbuilding industry, which brings down their cost, from a paying perspective, because raw materials need to reduce if the workers are much more efficient in how they paint the ship. That's just one example in the enterprise space of AR, VR. But think about this. I mean, if the consumer adoption of technology hasn't happened, you know, it's going to be very difficult for workers to imagine that in their workplace. So as AR, VR, as the technology has evolved, there is a massive adoption that has happened in the consumer space beyond gaming, for instance, beyond entertainment, for instance. There are recreation apps that are now available on AR, VR devices, such as Oculus headset. And the same, you know, experience can now be delivered in a training application on AR, VR, which allows enterprises to scale their training programs, which helps them to bring down the cost of training, but at the same time, help them deliver better outcomes for their workers in the form of employee experience while driving down costs.
No, I love it. And to me, it's exciting. A lot of businesses are definitely benefiting from that, and they'll continue to. And you're right. It's just a win-win on both sides, in my opinion. The employees get better training. They get a more robust suite often, other than the typical, time crunch. They also have the potential for more of a self-paced thing. I mean, it just fits in a business better. I agree with you completely. So Sriram, that being said, if somebody is listening to this, and they want more information on your work, or they want to follow Hypergrowth Labs or Connect. I mean, two-part question, final question. Number one, what are the right types of companies and or organizations that are typically a good fit and that you like working with? Number two, what's the best way for those companies to connect with Hypergrowth Labs?
Absolutely. So let me answer the first question first. The question around which are the type of companies that would be interested in Hypergrowth Labs, any emerging tech startup, for instance, that interested to develop their growth strategy further can approach Hypergrowth Labs. Any company that, an enterprise that's also looking to adopt an innovation strategy or think about an innovation strategy that needs to include emerging tech such as AR, VR, or conversational AI around service automation, for instance, are welcome. And myself and my partner network would be more than, happy to help them with that. Having said that, the best way to reach us would be through directly on our LinkedIn. They can contact me or they can email me at sriram@hypergrowthlabs.com. I'm happy to respond to them within a reasonable time frame. And if there's an urgency, they can also reach me on my phone at 408-533-2740. That's in the U.S.
Fantastic. Well, Sriram, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great things that you're doing. So thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Sriram, thanks again for coming on the show.
Absolutely, Adam. I've been a fan of your innovation podcast, and thanks for having me as a guest here, and I really look forward to seeing more of your podcast. Thank you.